Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Good morning, 8:11 here on News Radio Pensacola. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Do be aware there's expected to be some pretty severe weather later on today, tonight, overnight. 3 to 5 inches of rain, possibly, according to Channel 3. Possible hail, possible tornadoes. We're in a 3 zone out of the 5, so just, you know, don't be surprised by it. It is big storms right now just north of the Alabama-Florida border, stretching all the way west, almost into Louisiana across that line. Joining us now, we have Sheriff Bob Johnson, who is at the Medical Examiner's Conference, on which he is on the commission, he's at the Medical Examiner's Commission board meeting down in Orlando right now. Thank you for joining us while you're away a little bit, Sheriff. Welcome back to the show, sir. Oh, good to have you. We're having a little trouble hearing you, so we'll hope that the phone will clear up here in just a second. I did want to give you a chance. Obviously, Channel 3 had done an interview with the dad alleged to have drawn a gun and held an Uber driver at gunpoint after he brought his teenage daughter home late at night. I didn't know if you had any follow-up to that case at all, but you know, there's been a lot of conversation about who was in the right and why. It seemed to me like the short version is, even if you suspect somebody's done something bad, you can't draw a gun on them until they threaten your life or limb. Do I pretty much have that right?
Well, you know, basically what his perception was, or what he's saying his perception was that something, you know, bad was happening to his daughter. And a lot of people believe that he actually pulled into the driveway of the guy's home, which he didn't. He never got on the guy's property. He stayed down the street one house, and this guy came out into the street and approached him. So here's the thing, and he's behind the driver's seat and she's in the back seat. So how much damage can you do, you know? So he's trying to justify it, and it is what it is. That's what a court's for. They'll decide if he did the right thing or the wrong thing.
Okay, and I mean, it's one of those where I can understand being a parent and being concerned, and I just,
sure.
The law is relatively clear on these matters, and unfortunately, even when you don't necessarily like the outcome, but it's, you know, that's why we have it, right? One of the things I wanted to ask you about, by the way, kudos, you got the SAFE Act signed into law by the governor.
Yeah, thank goodness. It was getting toward the deadline, so we're kind of getting worried. I knew he would sign it, but you know, it still makes you worry a little bit when it gets that close to the deadline, so.
Yeah, and obviously this will, maybe not obviously, people who haven't heard, this will allow people to voluntarily enroll their car, basically, so that if they get pulled over by law enforcement in Florida, it'll notify the law enforcement officer that there is somebody potentially in the car that has some kind of special needs condition, so they can approach with a little bit more just awareness that that might be going on, right?
Yeah, it basically tells them that there may be somebody in the car that may not respond as expected. So, and it covers, you know, a lot of sheriff's offices have, you know, autism programs and stuff. Well, this covers everybody. I mean, if you have somebody in your family with PTSD from the military, or you have somebody from, you know, deaf, blind, autistic, it doesn't matter. It covers all of the special needs families.
The one of the other things I definitely want to talk with you about is we talked on Friday with Alex Andrade, State Representative Andrade. And he was telling us that you were actually the one who informed him about a pattern that you've observed in pulling over people who, let's just say, maybe they shouldn't be here, but they're driving with licenses that are legal, or they're driving with registrations, at least, that are legal, right?
Yeah, and it's happened to me several times. You know, I write about 15, 20 tickets a month still, and I pull over a person, and they'll be here in the country illegally. They won't have a driver's license. They won't have insurance, but they have a valid Florida tag registered to their vehicle and in their name. And, you know, so I called Alex Andrade and I said, you know, there's a problem y'all may need to address. I mean, here it is. When I go get my tag, what do I have to do? I have to show them a driver's license and insurance, or I don't get a tag. But yet here you have, you know, a person that can just go in there and get a tag. And I don't understand that, how that can happen. When a citizen needs to provide the paperwork and somebody here illegally doesn't, there's something flawed with the system, obviously.
So the people that you were apprehending, or that you were pulling over anyway, I assume you could still write them up for not having a license and not having insurance, but you just that they had registration. Is that, do I understand it correctly?
Correct. And yeah, I usually, depending on what I have going on at that moment in time, I usually take them to jail for having no license. You know, it just, it gets them in the system fingerprint wise in case something happens later on down the road. But yeah, it's just aggravating it. Here I am, you know, I've lived in Florida now for, you know, 50 years or so and 40 years or so, and I have to show them proof of insurance before I get a tag, but yet other people don't.
Yeah, it's a wild thing. And he says there's some stuff that they're going to work on to, you know, either close the loophole or at least enforce the requirement to prove insurance, make that a little bit more, you know, robust to make sure that they actually at least have insurance. But I'm with you. Like, you know, I wouldn't have thought that you could get a driver's, you know, that you could drive with just a passport.
Yeah.
And the answer is you can't, but people are, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And also they'll have licenses from different countries. And, you know, that doesn't work either unless it is accompanied by a passport. And most of the ones I've pulled over and done them showing me a passport. So how they're getting the tag at all, I don't understand. But, you know, like I said, we're going to put the legislature on it, and hopefully they can come up with a solution and close that door.
Very good. Sheriff Bob Johnson, Santa Rosa County Sheriff Bob Johnson, sir, always a pleasure. Thank you for taking some time out this morning when you're at a different obligation down in Orlando. I appreciate the time. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you, Andrew. Take care.